This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Since our registration for the second semester has begun, for more on the process and an update on the status of registration, we are joined by Mr. Sunshine Kunene, Head of Admission at MUT. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kunene.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to be part of the MUT radio program today. Thank you very much.
Mr. Kunene, Sizwile, we have heard Guti registration have started. Now, would you like to let us know what is the status of the second semester registration? How are the numbers looking at the moment?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity once again. Yes, we have started for semester two. We actually started on the 25th of September. Students are able to register online. Whereby they are sent or they are given user logins, which they use to log in onto the MUT student portal, and they are able to register for the programs that they've been accepted for. On Sunday, the 25th, more than 100 students were able to register online, whereby they registered without having to come to the institution. And again, on Monday, the students were also able to register. Some did come on campus. In total, we had about 912 students that managed to register on Monday alone. So registration is progressing well. We haven't had problems so far. This includes both new and returning students in the Faculty of Engineering as well as the Faculty of Natural Sciences. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Kunene. Now, have you noticed that there are so many process going on when registering the student? Now, in terms of the first-time entering student, like how many are you looking to register this time?
Yes. For the first-time entering students, we expect plus or minus 500 students. Oh. However, the first-time entering can be categorized into two. There are students who were registered for pre-tech or bridging course in semester one, having passed the pre-tech program that they were doing in semester one, they are now accepted to register for the mainstream program, which is the diploma. So those are the students that we expect to register this year, in this semester, as well as students who are coming to the institution for the first time. So that is the expected number of students in semester two.
Mr. Kunene, I heard you talking about there are some students who are registering online. Could you please explain to us what is the process for registering online?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, madam. The process for online registration is very simple. Our students are given student numbers via SMS. Mm-hmm. In the SMS that we send to students, we include the link to the MUT website, whereby they can simply click on that link and it will take them straight into the system or the student portal, whereby they can enter their details, which is the student number and their PIN. And then from there, the system will guide them. There are steps, there is a document which gives a guide as to the steps that must be followed when one registers. But it is quite a simple process.
Yes.
Whereby they can just click and save until they are registered.
Yes, and I see that it's very convenient with the current situation of COVID. It's better to register online than coming and standing in lines with congested, there's everyone in the line. So what is the procedure to be followed by an international student to be accepted at MUT?
Yes, thank you. Well, fortunately at MUT, we do not particularly separate the students based on their nationality, so to speak. So the international students come to MUT or they can register via the student portal following the same procedure that our South African students follow. However, we require them to submit documents that indicate exactly who they are. That is the passport, a valid passport, a valid medical aid, as well as a student permit, which they get via the Department of Home Affairs. So that is the simple process or the procedure that international students follow, which does not differ much from the other students.
Okay, Mr. Kunene. Mr. Kunene, since you know that MUT is the high-profile university, there are students from like other provinces. Now, let me know what happened in case where the student from outside the province did not complete registration. Do the university give them the place to sleep and finish off the registration maybe the next day?
Yes, thank you for that. I do know that that does happen a lot, whereby a student would prefer to come to the institution than to register online. Well, we do not turn them away when they are on campus. I do know that our sister department from Student Affairs does cater for students who, like stranded students who come to the institution to try and register, and for one or the other reason they are unable to finish their registration. I do know that those students are catered for. However, it's not something that is encouraged, because we prefer that students register online and you know, at the safety of their home.
Okay, Mr. Kunene, since there are students maybe like in their grade 12 or in matric, there are those students who does not pass very well, like they do not meet requirements. Now, can you please let us know what are the minimum requirement for the student wanting to join MUT from TVET colleges?
Yes, no, thank you for the question, sir. Well, MUT is very much concerned, you know, with regards to students who have completed their matric and they might not be meeting the minimum requirements for admission to a higher institution, an institution of higher learning. At MUT, we've got two routes whereby we assist those students. The first route is a bridging course where they are accepted into a 6 months program, which is normally called the pre-tech. These programs, they are spread across all the engineering departments. So anyone who wants to register for, say, electrical engineering, and they do not meet the requirements, which is a level 4 for maths, level 4 for physics, and level 4 for English, if a student does not meet those requirements, those students have a chance if they have at least 3 in the 3 fundamental subjects that I've just mentioned. So they are then accepted into the program, which is a 6 month program. And if they complete or they pass all their subjects, they can then register for a diploma the following semester. However, there's another program as well, or there's another route as well, which is the augmented program, whereby instead of 3 years under the diploma, they can register for a 4-year program. So those two routes are available to MUT, to all the students in the country. And the requirements are more or less the same. But for pre-tech, it's strictly 3 for maths, 3 for physics, and 3 for English, just to mention those 3 fundamental subjects. And for the augmented program, which is the ECP, they can either get 4s and 3s across these three subjects. However, the process is managed by the department. So as much as I have indicated the minimum requirements, the departments are still responsible, and they have the final say as to how they manage the admission of those students.
Okay, Mr. Kunene. So to our listeners at home who are in matric, what advice would you give students who are registering for the first time at MUT?
Yes, well, my advice would be simple. If you meet the requirement and you have applied, if you are not getting a feedback or a response from the institution, you need to contact our call center via the email address, which is info@mut.ac.za, or alternatively, the students can call during office hours. The number is 031-819-9299. For those students that have been accepted and they've been given SMSs to say they must register online, they should do so. This week is dedicated to the registration of students, and if they are unable to register or they are getting problems, you know, with the system, they can always phone us via the call center.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kunene. Helpful information to all our new students.
No, thank you, madam. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to the registration of all the students going smoothly. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.